19th of May, 1936. Talk number 189. Mr. M. Oliver Lacombe, a middle-aged Frenchman who was on a visit to India, being delegated by the Institute of Indian Civilization of the University of Paris, came here from French India. Among others, he had desired to meet Maharshi. He came and stayed here about 3 hours. He had read, in the Sanskrit original, the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, and the Sutras, with commentaries by Sri Shankara and Ramanuj. He asked, "Is Maharshi's teaching the same as Shankara's?" Maharshi. "Maharshi's teaching is only an expression of his own experience and realization. Others find that it tallies with Sri Shankara's." Devotee. "Quite so. Can it be put in other ways to express the same realization?" Maharshi. "A realized person will use his own language." Sri Bhagavan added, "Silence is the best language." Devotee. "What does Maharshi say about Hatha Yoga or Tantric practices?" Maharshi. "Maharshi does not criticize any of the existing methods. All are good for the purification of the mind, because the purified mind alone is capable of grasping his method and sticking to its practice." Devotee. "Which is the best of the different yogas? Karma, Jnana, Bhakti, or Hatha?" Maharshi. "See stanza 10 of Upadesara. To remain in the self amounts to all these in their highest sense." Maharshi added, "In dreamless sleep there is no world, no ego, and no unhappiness, but the self remains. In the waking state there are all these, yet there is the self. One has only to remove the transitory happenings in order to realize the ever-present beatitude of the self. Your nature is bliss. Find that on which all the rest are superimposed, and you then remain as the pure self." Devotee. "Yes, it amounts to the removal of alien limitations for discovering the ever-present self. That is what Shankara says. There is no attainment or loss." Maharshi. "Quite so." Aside. He understands. Devotee. "How is work to be done ordinarily for an aspirant?" Maharshi. "Without self-identification with the actor. For instance, did you intend visiting this place while in Paris?" Devotee. "No." Maharshi. "You see how you are acting without your intention to do so. The Gita says that a man cannot remain without acting. The purpose of one's birth will be fulfilled whether you will it or not. Let the purpose fulfill itself." Devotee. "Why are there so many methods mentioned? For instance, Sri Ramakrishna says that bhakti is the best means for salvation." Maharshi. "It is according to the standpoint of the aspirant. You have studied the Gita. Sri Krishna says, quote, there was never a time when I and you and these kings were not, nor will they not be in the future. That which is unreal never exists, but that which is real never disappears. All that ever was, even now, is and will ever be." Unquote. Again, quote, "I taught this truth to Aditya, and he taught it to Manu, etc." Unquote. Arjuna asked, "How can it be? You were born some years back and only recently. How could you have taught Aditya? Sri Krishna answered, Yes, we have had several births in the past. I know mine, whereas you do not know yours. I tell you what happened in those past births. Unquote. Look, that Krishna, who began saying there was not I, nor you, nor these kings, says now that he had several births before. Krishna does not contradict himself, though it looks like it. He conforms to the outlook of Arjuna and speaks to him from his level. There is a parallel passage in the Bible where Jesus says, quote, Before Abraham was, I am. Unquote. The teachings of the sages are suited to the time, place, people, and other surroundings. The visitor said that he was leaving with regret. Maharshi smilingly interrupted, There is no leaving or returning. The Frenchman at once said, He has transcended time and space. He then returned to Pondicherry.